Yerushalmi Shviyas corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Yud Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph from a base at the second Mishnah on the page. Me'imasai oichlin peyus ha'elan v'shviyas. From when may one eat fruits of the tree in Shviyas? And the pasuk prohibits wasting Shviyas produce, and if they're eaten before they're ripe, their real potential benefit is wasted. Hapagin mishe hizrichu oichel bahen pitoy besade b'chilu koines l'seich beisai v'chin kiyosu bahen b'shav shanei shavua chayovim b'masas. Unripe figs, when they turn red, they begin to ripen. One may eat them in the field with his bread, but not in the house. Once they fully ripen, he may bring them into the house. Similarly, in the other years of the Shemitah cycle, when the fruits have ripened, they must be tithed. Haboise, mishahevi, mayim, oichel, boi pito, besade, hivish, koinus, besech, besoi, bechen kiyotze, boi, beshah, shane, shavua, chayavim, bemasas. Unripe grapes, when they contain liquid, he may eat them in the field with his bread. When they ripen, they may be taken home. And similarly, in the other years of the Shemitah cycle, when they've ripened, they must be tithed. And the Gemara says, Ma'u b'chila, what's the meaning of fully ripen? B'chir ba'aba amma chaysa kamada amma v'gam nafsham b'chalabi. B'chir ba'aba answered, it has ripened and appears large. As the Pasuk says in Zechariah Perek Yudal of Pasuk Ches, I removed the three shepherds in 1 month, and my soul became impatient with them. For their soul also, b'chalam, found me repulsive. The meaning here is that it grew and weighed heavy. Next page, Ksiv, Ulehem Techolachaya, Ashabarzecha, Tia, Kotrosan Lechol. The Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek, Chofhei, Pasuk Vav, and to your animal, and to the beast that is in your land, all of the produce shall be to eat, and referring here to eating in the house, as domesticated animals eat in the house. Rabbi Yossi, Ben Chanina, Amma, Shtei Teruis, Achas, Menabayef, Achas, Menasade, Uksiv, Menasade, Toichlu, Estrosa. Rabbi Yossi, Ben Chanina says that two psukim speak about two cases of eating produce, one in the house and one in the field. The pasuk that refers to eating in the field is in Vayikra Chof Hei Pasuk Yud Beis, you shall eat its produce from the field, and it's teaching, this is the teaching of the Mishnah, that unripe figs may be eaten in the field when they turn red, and once they fully ripen, he may bring them into the house. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, boy, pagin ma'u lasoif mehem melugma, ma'achashu oichel behen pitoy basade yei osa, oi ma'achash ein, it should say machnisin lasoich habayis yei muta. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina asked the question, may one make a bandage for a wound from unripe figs? Is it prohibited since he may eat them with his bread in the field and it's considered food, or is it permitted since he doesn't bring them into the house so it's not considered real food? And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. Taman Tanin, Hapagin Rabbeise, Rabbi Kiva, Oime, Metamer Tuma Oichlin, Rabbi Yoichlin Ben Nui Oime, Meshebola, Loinas Hamasas. The Gemara asks a question from a Mishnah in Uxin. Unripe figs and grapes, Rabbi Kiva says that they can immediately contract Tuma of food, and Rabbi Yoichlin Ben Nui says that it's only when they become obligated in Masas. Tani kan miyad v'leif kan miyad. Even though Rabbi Kiva said immediately, it really means from when the unripe figs turn red or from when the unripe grapes contain liquid. Rabbi Chananya b'shem Reish Lakish, b'pagei te'inim hi masnisa ha'b'shar kala pagim einam metamin t'mas oichlim as yavo lo'inas amasas. Rabbi Chananya, quoting Reish Lakish, said that those Tanoim were discussing unripe figs, but for other unripe fruits, they only contract tumor food when they become obligated in masas. Rabbi Yosef Masnisa Amrakein Hapagin Meshiyazrichu Oichlem Mahen Pitoy Besade. Rabbi Yosef says that our Mishnah says the same. Unripe figs, when they turn red, one may eat them in the field with his bread. Rabbi Padas B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Hakol Moedim B'Shviyas. Rabbi Padas, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that all means both Tanaim agree over Shviyas. Hakol Moedim, what's the meaning of all agree? Chavaya Amrin B'She'inan Metamin Tumas Oichlin. Chavaya say that they agree that it receives the sanctity of Shviyas, even if it doesn't contract to move food. Hakor ke'etz l'chaldova, elashu nilkat b'kesef masa. Kor, which is heart of palm, is like wood in every aspect, except it can be bought with masa sheni money, as it's edible when it's soft. The kafnes la'ichlim v'niftarim min amasas, kafnes, which are unripe small dates of the male date palm, contract tumor of food, but they're not obligated in masas. Darf Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, bebeif medrash, hakor ein kedusha shviyas chala alav. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi expounded in the beif medrash that kor does not have the sanctity of the kedusha of shviyas. Rabbi Yossa makpid al shalaya, amrun loin, min lechoin meima kein, v'haben amrun hu amalan, Rabbi Yossi masnisa pliga al Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi mesayalon. When they asked Rabbi Yossa about the kedusha of shviyas of kor, he was critical and said to them, why are you asking? It's obvious that it has the kedusha of shviyas. Who told you different? And they told him that Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi said it. Rabbi Yossa told them that a b'risa contradicts him. The Tani, as the b'risa says, hapagin shal shviyas en sholkin oisam of musfiyos muta mipnei shu melachtan kor v'kafniyos harei hen ke'etz v'kach anu oimim should say kor v'kafniyos harei en ke'etz. The Braisa says, unripe shea figs may not be boiled, as they must be left on the tree to ripen. Musayafis, which is unripe figs at the end of the summer, may be boiled, because that's the normal way to eat them. Kor and kafnis are like wood, and may not be boiled. They eat also the sholkoi, and they begin to kudusha shea's chala alav, lafum kain serch meima osa. May one not boil wood? Since it has the sanctity of shea's, it's therefore forbidden to boil. Well, what will you say about unripe grapes? Why does the Mishnah teach that he may eat his bread with them once they contain liquid? They still aren't really ready to eat. Why isn't it considered to be wasting shvi'ah food? The answer of the oven is that people eat them as an appetizer.